don't do it very often. I have a thought, I hear myself saying this. Welcome to the stage and here at Hailsham Pavilion, Fotheringay.
Wearing heels and I wasn't before. So it's everything's the wrong height. I don't know what to do now. Slightest thing will fluster me. Message for our wonderful sound man, Paul. Click station is not working. Now, you people out there aren't supposed to know what that means.
Like a lot of sinister code.
Apparently it is now.
It is now. There you go. I'm sorry that I worried everybody.
I know you've suffered.
thing for me to be able to get together with a band like this, you know, after so many years. It was always probably one of my favorite. It was the beginning for me, really. It's just what started it all. And it was just great music, and I think continues to be, you know, my favorite music, and working with great people and great singers, and it's just a wonderful thing. I'm gonna introduce you to the others on the stage with me here. We have Catherine Roberts on vocals and piano. Yes, high heels and mint chocolate, right. PJ Wright on vocals and guitar. Sally Barker on vocals and guitar. And from the old team, we have Pat Donaldson on bass.
Thank you.
So is this taking quite a lot of you down memory lane? Good. That was the intent, the desired intent. I have to confess, though, I'm wearing my salsa shoes. They're called my salsa shoes because I bought them to go to have salsa lessons in, and I only had one salsa lesson. So they're not the most comfortable of shoes, and I may have to kick them off at some point.
Yep, all the way.
Or fall over, one of the two.
Not during this next number. We're going to sing you a beautiful little song, and this is called Winter Rains.
Now the frost and fire and the sea.
practicing by doing ABBA songs backstage. So.
We're not allowed to put one in the set.
Yeah.
It won't matter.
The anniversary celebrations for Waterloo, notwithstanding.
Jump to his time to arrive.
Who would have thought ABBA would have been going for 200 years?
To celebrate that particular war, we'll do another song about war. That was slick, wasn't it? And thank you for feeding that, Tommy. Yeah, sit in my way. This is called John the Gun. John the Gun did say,
British country music now.
We changed the set list and it was confusing. We're missing your traditional song called Gypsy Davy.
Trevor Lucas, an Australian gentleman. And it's not a truck driving song, it's a lorry driving song. There's a difference. Trucking songs often mention faraway places with strange and exotic sounding American names like Tuscaloosa and Albuquerque and the like. This has Carlisle, Litchfield. Are you from Litchfield? Paul Smith, our noise boy, please show your appreciation. Paul, from Litchfield. Yes. It also uses the correct English word lonely, not lonesome. We don't say lonesome, do we? Well, I don't. Unless I'm singing country songs. American in origin.
Okay. I've finished now. I hope you're taking notes.
Across the misty field.
actually we'll have enough of an intermission that people can. What can they do?
They can nip across the road.
Wetherspoons.
That's right. Right. The London Pride is excellent. It is.
Or you can visit our little emporium down here at the front.
That's true. Yes.
I'm afraid we've only got 3 t-shirts left. And we've run out of box sets. But there's an array of individual CDs, and there are some of the Live in Essen Fotheringay CDs left. But you've got to be quick.
There are 2 packets of fruit gum.
If you can prize them out of Pat's hand. We have also got a mailing list down there, so we can let you know if we have any future gigs, which we do have a few lined up.
If you want to find out what those future gigs are, you have to buy a t-shirt because it's right in the pack. Or look on the website.
Or just follow someone else around his ball. Yes.
We'll end this first half with a classic, and this is The Banks of the Nile.
I'm on.
As you can see, PJ, just like any tennis player, has changed between sets.
But he did win the first set.
I thought it was a close run thing. I tried the London Pride, which was superb, actually. You've got to hand it to Witherspoon's. They might buy it short dated, but it's always in good condition. I was hoping to see how the Abbott held up, because that's another favourite of mine, but I didn't make it. Anyone have an Abbott?
Not on hand. Is there an Abbott? Sorry, PJ.
Can't forgive
fresh
you.
Fresh out of clergyman. Yeah. Fresh out of
clergyman.
Yep.
sides. I'll sing to you a story that will fill you with surprise, concerning of a bold bush ranger, Jack Donahue was his name, and he scorned to humble to the ground, bowed down with iron chains. Now Donahue was taken, all for a notorious crime, and sentenced to be hanged upon the gallows tree so high. But when they got him to Bathurst jail, he left them in. When they came to call the roll, they missed Jack Donahue. When Donahue made his escape to the bush, he ran straightway. The squatters, they were all afraid to travel by night and by day. Every day the newspapers, they brought out something new concerning that bold bush ranger. Oh,
Sandy? I just started reading it on my Kindle. In the van. Around. First chapter.
Song by Golden Lightfoot.
Thank you.
It's a real joy and an honour and a pleasure to be singing and playing these songs that I grew up listening to, and I listened to a lot of Sandy's songs when I was younger, and I learnt this next one when I was 16, and I never imagined I would get to play it on a stage with these guys, and it's still a very popular song in our household. My children love this too, mainly because it mentions the word unicorn. Good morning. There's no time to be talking. you out on the punk steel guitar, ladies and gentlemen.
They're usually rather cruel to me and call it a knitting machine. Not that it upsets me, but the actual instrument, I'm sure, feels pain of that. Not an insult, it's a slight. Pat is the person responsible for marking the difference between a truck driving song and a lorry driving song, which I think is just... Where were we? Well, we were with Bob Dylan. Well, we will be in a very short time. I don't believe you.
She let go.
very much.
Can I have a scarf, please, PJ?
So in this biography by Nick Houghton, as I say, I've only really read the first chapter, but it was obvious that she loved the sea. She used to go and sit by the seaside or by the sea wherever she could. And I think it inspired her for a lot of her songs. And the next one I'm going to do was also inspired by the sea. And it deals with regular sort of topics of folk music, shipwrecks, sailors, drowning. This is called It'll Take a Long Time.
Thank you.
work it in the second half.
For the same age. Not very funny, is it?
I've learned my lesson.
Nothing.
you enjoying yourselves?
Yes.
That's a relief. So we'll sing a song now that is the wrong time of year, really, because today's Midsummer's Day, but we're going to do it anyway. This is late November.
this warm in here. Oh.
So I expect to hear some good old-fashioned joining in, please.
Yes. You've been a smashing audience, by the way. Thank you. Dare I say you've been very warm?
Hot, maybe hot.
Yeah, the lyrics to this are very straightforward, consisting of...
No.
Followed by la.
Maybe an extra la. To join in.
Please.
Please. And also, I just wanted to say that it's really nice to hear harmonies as well. It's just
pressure on mine. Bind you up.
No, but I just, something I learned from Richard Digance, if you don't know how to sing in harmony, and just listen to the notes that we're singing and sing a different one.
Yeah. It always works, it really does.
And move it around until the person sitting next to you stops looking at you. And you know you've got the right one.
Thank you.
is in France.
Well.
Yes. Well, back in the day, we used to end with a number that we liked very, very much, but had, you know, very almost, well, no resemblance really to the rest of the set. And we thought we might just do that again.
Well, it does have notes.
Well, it's got, you know, not the same common notes, but it's a whole different genre. Would anyone care to guess or what that might be?
Here we have a winner.
It's too easy.
It's
too easy,
Jerry.
That's too easy.
Let's do another one.
Oh, that's 100 years ago.
This is one in Swedish, which you may rarely have heard. We did it once.
It's another episode, is it?
Let's have back to the game away.
In fact, I'll bid for the Eurovision next year.
Would like to encourage you to dance.
Yeah, that's right.
Jeff, what do you think?
That's what I wanted to say. I would like to encourage you to dance, but I don't know if I can. But if you want to.
You have to go outside.
There's a little bit of room at the front here, and there's a little bit of room just here, actually.
Yes. Yeah, we also move the air about.
Information, give me Memphis, Tennessee.
Thank you for dancing.
Thank you.